The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, the Irish abroad are finally coming home again. Today is one of the busiest days in 3 years at Dublin Airport. What with COVID restrictions, travel bans, staffing issues, summer problems, queues, security delays, the army being drafted in and hundreds of people missing flights daily, there is eventually light at the end of the tunnel. Things are looking great. And Henry McKean is at Dublin Airport for us now. Henry, everything moving smoothly?
Yeah, Ivan, you're right. Raw emotion. The airport is bustling but moving. The DAA say in total 99% of passengers have queued for 30 minutes or less at security screening over the past 7 days. Things got very emotional very quickly, and you can hear the hugs in this clip.
Yeah, we're waiting on our daughter, Sarah Jane Stubbell, to come from Sydney. It's been a long 3 years. She was last home for our eldest daughter's wedding and has been home since.
So looking forward to I'm going to crack up now. Jesus.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. It's been a long time. It's been a long 3 years.
So you're surprising her. You've got big Christmas jumpers on.
Festive. We have our Christmas jumpers, our Christmas hats, and we're just going straight back home so she can meet her three nephews, one of who she hasn't met yet.
She hasn't met a nephew
yet. No, she hasn't met him. He's 1 year and 9 months, and he's an absolute joy. So we've got Harry, Oliver, and Joey, and we're just super excited over the family reunion.
And how far do you have to travel? Where is home?
Mallow, County Cork.
So, yeah, it's great to just... I can't wait. I can't wait. Great, she's home, and looking forward to a great Christmas with all the family around.
So there's literal tears of joy.
There is, yeah.
Laughter, tears, serious emotion.
And all out there, yeah. It's on full display. But I knew this would happen anyway. I'm more reserved. I'm a little bit more reserved, but I'm delighted she's home.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm her mother. This is Mom. This is Una.
And how does it feel to be home for Christmas?
It's been a long time coming, so it feels pretty amazing.
Well, I know this is a private moment. I'll leave you be.
Thank you.
Congratulations and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much,
Henry. Thank you. Have a lovely Christmas.
Have a lovely Christmas yourself.
Oh, Henry, you have us all welling up here. Tom and Una welcoming their daughter Sarah back, Mallow family. How is the new runway going?
Yeah, Ivan, it is. I was quite emotional. This new runway, great success, but many locals, ones that are 7 kilometres away, they were shocked in September to find out they were on this new flight path. But the airport are saying they're working on it, they're dealing with it. And over the next 12 days, over 1 million passengers will pass through Dublin Airport. Today is the busiest day for arrivals, with upwards of 45,000 people expected to arrive. I met Graham McQueen from the DAA.
Today's another great day in the airport. I've been in the terminals pretty much all week, watching people coming back and being reunited with grandkids that they've never met, with brothers and sisters they haven't seen in years. So it's hard not to get emotional at times. There are great scenes in the terminals, and thankfully everything's moving well on both sides of the airport today.
The DAA Dublin Airport has had a difficult year, like many European airports. This year we're getting back to normal. The advice, I understand, is with public transport, wear face masks. How's it going?
Yeah, I mean, Christmas is going really well. You're right, we have had our challenges this year, like a lot of companies in the aviation space, but we are now back pretty much at 2019 levels, and we're coping with that well over the last 6 months. And if, on the security side of things, 98% of passengers through in under 30 minutes in the last 6 months. There are airports all around Europe that would bite your hand off for that performance at the moment. I know we're not perfect. We've still got some issues that we need to resolve in 2023, but Christmas is going well so far, and we're hopeful that the rest of the week is going to be good as well.
The new runway, that must be helping with landings and takeoffs.
Yeah, the new runway came on stream in late August, and that's a piece of infrastructure that's going to benefit us for, you know, the next century. It's being implemented, it's been put into operation on a gradual basis, but it's working really well so far, and that's going to help us as an airport and as a country for years to come.
Do you find yourself shedding a tear for all these loved ones meeting up? And being a Scot, can you understand that Celtic love of family?
Yeah, I can certainly relate to what people are seeing and doing in the terminal today. I've done it myself, going back to Scotland, having Scotland come to me. It's an emotional time, especially in a lot of cases people haven't seen each other in a long, long time. We saw one couple the other day meeting their parents who they hadn't seen in over 4 years. When you see that, it's hard not to get a tear in your eye. I normally only get emotional at sport, but I've been quite emotional at a number of times this week.
Graham McQueen there getting all emotional, and of course huge distress for people coming from the UK with strikes and so on. Henry, tell me about the US flights coming in.
Yeah, a few delays on them, but they did come in, lots of them thick and fast this morning early. I met these people waiting, including Mary. She was waiting for her brother coming in from Boston.
3 years.
Since before the pandemic.
That's correct.
So it's going to be a huge celebration.
Very exciting. Very exciting now.
And what does your banner say?
Oh my goodness, it's just a welcome home one for them. Just to tease them really at the airport.
So you've driven all the way from Trinity to be at Dublin Airport?
Yes.
What time did you leave this morning?
Oh, about 2 a.m. I was a little early.
My name's Kay and I'm waiting on my twin sister to come home from Manchester.
Your twin sister?
Yeah.
So the fact that you're a twin,
yeah,
you can tell because it's in your DNA. Where is she? When is she coming through?
In the next 2 minutes.
You can tell?
Yeah, yeah.
You're waiting on your sister, Susan. She's coming in from Seoul.
Yeah, she's coming in from Seoul. She hasn't been home since September, so very excited. I spent all night making it.
I'm waiting on my sister, Bernadette. She is coming in from Berlin. She doesn't know that I'm actually going to
be
here.
So you're a surprise.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Michelle Hardiman. I'm from Navan, County Meath.
You've got your sister coming in from very far away today.
Yes, so she's just landed.
Will you be able to recognise her?
Yeah, we've been in touch by video link the whole time, so yeah, I definitely know what she looks like still.
It's a huge grin, and we're actually beside these large nutcrackers at Dublin Airport here.
Arrived in from Melbourne. I'm a bit stuffed, but very happy to be home. Looking forward to spending time with family and friends, and yeah.
How many years has it been?
Since I was home for Christmas, 23.
Oh, 23
I got it wrong by 13 years.
Wow, 23 years.
Correct.
How does it feel to be in Ireland at this special time?
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
She's also the family musician, so when she's not here, there's a big void because the piano doesn't get played as much.
So there's a piano here at the airport. You want to go and play
it? I know, I'm listening. It's beautiful.
Okay, there you have Michelle Hardiman from Navan, being welcomed home by Sonia O'Farrell, who's 23 years since she got up. Now, I expect you to be professional and stoical. Is it true that you broke down at one point, Henry?
Well, Ivan, I know that you were brought in to present this show because I suppose you are Scrooge and we had to have a little bit of misery. But there's joy here, Ivan. There's joy at the airport. And there really is an emotion and you can't help but get caught up in it. And I am trying to be stoic, but at times you just when
pull
you see
yourself
people
together, man,
and cry in front of you. And I know I don't know them. I know it's not a movie; it's real life. But emotions are really raw. Like we heard there from Mary, she hasn't seen her brother in 3 years. You know, Sonia and Michelle Hardiman, first Christmas in 23 years. Lots of emotional reunions.
Coming from
Sydney, Australia.
Congratulations. How was the flight?
It was wonderful, 31 hours later and I'm here.
And where are you from in Ireland?
Donegal.
How does it feel to have a niece home?
Wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. They're very close to us. So her mum is coming down later on, so we're spending Christmas together in Dublin. Yeah. Welcome home.
Aw, thank you.
Hi, I'm Aoife. I'm here in Terminal 1 waiting for my dad.
So your dad has just come through?
Yeah, just come through. Oh my God, the tears. Have the sign.
Hi, I'm Robert. I'm looking forward to Christmas and New Year.
And how was your flight?
It was a fantastic flight. I had a good sleep in the cabin.
And where did you fly in from?
Oh, from Malaysia, and then I transit through Abu Dhabi.
So you must be exhausted.
Oh, no. The flight was good. I was able to eat and sleep.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you.
I took off from Tokyo. I've been stuck in Tokyo for the last 3 years because of COVID restrictions. So this is my dad, and later on we're going to pick up my fiancé, who I haven't seen in another 3 years.
Well, welcome home. You haven't been able to get home in 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Because of the COVID.
Honestly. In Tokyo and in Japan in general, everybody's still very much towing that line. It was never a controversial thing in Japan, so... Also, I understand that the winter time, there's a lot of other respiratory diseases
going around.
Don't want to take any chances. No.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
And how does it feel to have your daughter?
Oh, it's terrific. I haven't seen her for 4 years. Yeah. It's marvellous. Absolutely amazing.
Our thanks to Henry McKean there, bringing back all the pent-up emotion from lockdown. Absolutely fantastic there. And a happy Christmas to everyone at the Dublin Airport Authority.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.